Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, as always, looking forward to having a chat with Gav on this Wednesday afternoon. He joins us on the line. G'day, Gav.
Hello, we speak again.
We do. Gee, the weeks go fast, Gav, don't they?
Don't they? Absolutely.
I think as you get older, it just goes faster, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Well, wasn't it nice to see a bit of rain in the last couple of days, though?
Oh, it was. And you know the best thing? There was no wind.
No, there wasn't. That's right.
Any day's a fabulous day in the nursery without getting blown sideways.
Yes, as we know, you're not a big fan of that, are you?
Absolutely not.
Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about vegetable gardens and what to put in your veggie garden and all that sort of stuff.
We have, because there's so many new releases coming out for this autumn-winter period. The same with flowers.
Yes, so we're going to talk about winter flowers on the show today. Is that correct?
Yes, we need to brighten up our winters.
We do, don't we? Because they can become a little bit cold and dreary and all that sort of thing, can't they?
Absolutely. And now, well, maybe not this week when I looked at the forecast, but now is the time, normally in the start of autumn, to get all those lovely flowers started for, you know, the Mother's Day period, right throughout that winter period, get a bit of joy, a bit of colour into the garden, maybe some lovely window boxes for those people that are in town, maybe some, what we used to call them years ago, pub baskets, where you'd pick five or six different flowers, put them all in a big basket together and let it fill out and hang over the edge. It all gives you lots and lots of colour through the winter months, and that's what we're aiming for at the moment.
Okay, well, it's funny you mention all this, because at the moment at my place, Gav, I've got to a stage where I've decided I'm going to have a bit of a gardening makeover myself. And what I need to do is I need to, in my garden, because I have a few shady areas and I also have a lot of sunny areas as well. So I'm looking myself, and obviously we can have a chat about this, among other things. I'm looking at what I can actually do as far as what I can plant and all that sort of stuff when it comes to my winter garden.
Little patches of bright spots of colour. You know, they look really, really good. And they theme these things so well these days that whereas before, you know, when I started in nurseries 40 years ago, you would get punnets of just mixed colours and so forth. Now they have such a good range of colours and they theme them within the punnets. You know, for example, with pansies now, you can get ones called Giant Ocean, which of course are all blues and whites. You can get one called Strawberry Swirl, which are all swirls of reds and pinks and whites.
Yeah.
There's so many different colour variations. Waterfall, which is obviously all whites and blues and mauves. They've got this year, for the first time, a wonderful range of violas that are bigger than a normal viola, because gardeners will let you know that violas are generally small, whereas pansies are large flowers. Well, this new range sort of fits in between, and they have things called popcorn, which is the white with the yellow centre. They have a fabulous looking one called the Viola Love Child, and Love Child has got these little faces in the centre, these little whiskered faces, and it's a real pretty pinky mauve around the outside, and then this really pretty face in the center. One called Frosty Rose, which is the sort of like a raspberry color with white dotted through it. A lovely one for the people that like yellow called Bumblebee, and it's sort of like a pretty yellow color with all these black streaks through it.
Yeah.
Viola Butterfly Storm. Now, butterfly is normally a pansy that looks like little coloured butterflies, and this is just a little smaller version of them. And all these have won awards for their colour, their longevity, their brightness, and their long flowering period, that they really do very well. Now, unlike the old violas that generally only wanted to grow in the shade, these ones will also grow in the sun.
Oh, okay, that's good then.
And they will give you so much colour. They'll grow in baskets. As I said, you can theme a basket. You could do maybe an ocean pansy through the centre and then do like white alyssum and this beautiful little blue plant that you can get in punnets called blue lobelia, and do blue and white hanging over the outside, and then theme them with all of the pretty ocean-coloured pansies in the centre. You could do a whole yellow-themed yellow and orange themed basket. There's so many different ways you can go now, whereas you couldn't go before.
Okay, now when you talk about longevity, how long are we talking here?
Well, if you put them in, well, let's say you put them in over the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
They'll all turn up in nurseries at the end of this week.
Okay.
If you put them in then, you would probably get all the way through till, well, you should get all the way through till the end of August.
Gee, that's all right, isn't it? That's good.
That would get you the whole winter period.
Awesome.
And as I said, you can really make up some fantastic designs and colour variations with these things that you couldn't do before. So you can get actually really creative with them and fit them in with your colour theme.
Okay, well, the love child one sounds all right for my garden, so I'll be heading down and I'll be
love
making sure.
Love child's wonderful. The pictures I've got here looks absolutely beautiful. So does bumblebee, actually. For those people that love a yellow with some black streaks through it, bumblebee is a really nice one. There's, of course, your original pansies, your big jumbo pansies, and you can get punnets of plain blue and plain orange, and there's a nice one called Pretty in Pink, which is obvious. One called Phantom. Now, Phantom pansies are almost black. They're a real black velvety mauve, but they're as black as you'll get in a pansy. And another one that's fabulous for real shady spots is a really nice little bright coloured annual called a polyanthus. Now, polyanthus are in the primula family, but they come in every bright colour you could think of.
Right.
Blue, purple, white, yellow, orange, every colour, bright red. They're the brightest colours. These things all come in punnets of either 6 or 8. Plant them out, average of about 6 to 8 inches apart in the old scale. You can make some really nice designs in the shade or in the sun, and that'll get you all the way through winter. Now, standard rules apply, like we applied to veggies, a good depth of really good organic soil to get them started, a couple of doses of our fabulous product called Sea Sol to get them going, and then, of course, you get a liquid fertilizer like one of the seaweed fertilizers. We've got it. There's a fabulous one on the shelf called Power Feed. You use that every fortnight to get them up to flowering stage, and that will give you the best plants and the best size plants to get the most flowers off you possibly can.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. So whilst I've been sitting here listening to what you've been saying about all these wonderful winter plants, I thought to myself, now I've got to make time and come down and see Gav, and we need to go, if you've got time, we need to maybe go and show me what I should be trying to put into my garden and steer me in the right direction. So if I can do that in the next couple of weeks, I'll pop down and I'll say good day to you. How's that sound?
Please, that'd be marvellous. Anytime from Sunday to Thursday, I'm here.
Awesome.
All these fabulous new flowers that are all coming out for the cooler months will all be here as of this Friday. And I can show you all the different colours, what to plant where. Yes,
excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds good. Can I just ask you before we go, in regards to the watering habits over winter, is watering habits over winter different to summer?
Not really. Because you've got to bear in mind that even though you don't have the heat, you also don't have the rain.
Right, yes.
Winter is generally a fairly dry time through our area here. You don't get a lot of rain from May to basically the end of August when the so-called spring rains arrive.
Yes.
So you've got to take that into account. And, of course, you also get a lot of the August westerlies and so forth. So you've got to take that into account too. So, the general rule is, okay, it's winter, we don't water as much, but if you take that into account, a nice regular watering maybe twice a week will never go astray.
Yes, well, that sort of makes sense to me because I know for a fact that in my garden in particular, that's what I try and do is try and keep the water up to what's in my garden currently, regardless if it's summer, winter, autumn, or spring. So, and I really appreciate your advice, and I'm sure our listeners appreciate your advice on watering habits there as well. Okay, now Lee Rowan's Garden World, you guys are in two fantastic locations. Is that correct?
We are, most definitely. Our head office here is at Warners Bay, bottom end of Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end. It's a lovely spot not far from the lake. And then we also have our other nursery with a really big cafe halfway between here and Sydney at a place called Arimba on the Central Coast. It's literally minutes off the freeway.
Excellent. And the website is also fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It is. Now, it doesn't have a lot of these flowers on it because, of course, they're seasonal, so they tend to come and go. But the Lee Rowan's website is a very good one to look up, especially if you're interested in mulches, anything to do with turf. And we'll talk about turf next week and what to do for your turf at this time of year. We'll cover that next week, but that's all on there as well.
Excellent. All right, mate. It's been, as always, been fantastic to speak to you, and thank you very much. And I'm sure our listeners are very happy and very impressed with all the advice that you've given all those winter plants and winter flowers that you've been talking about. And we're going to do exactly what you said. We'll catch up with you same time next week. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the week as well.
You too, and I shall look forward to it.
And I'll catch you down there soon.
Okay, looking forward to that too.
Thank you, Gav. There he is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World.